Hello, and welcome to the 16th in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the structure and functions of the cuticle. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. The cuticle is the structure that forms the outer covering of all insects, including honeybees. Similar to our own skin, it has a number of layers with different chemical compositions that allow it to perform the many functions it has. Unlike us, this cuticle needs to be shed in order for the bee to grow in size, a process called molting, which is covered in the Metamorphosis podcast. The cuticle provides a waterproof layer which reduces the loss of water from the bee, decreasing the chance that it will dehydrate. It provides protection for the delicate internal organs. Synonymous to our own skeleton, it provides attachment points for muscles so that the bee can move. These attachment points are known as apodemes. Some areas of the cuticle need to be harder than others. For example, the sting, which may need to penetrate tissue, the mandibles, which need to cut or chew structures, and the endophallus of the drone. In other areas, the cuticle provides a lining structure to some of the internal organs. Invaginations or depressions in the cuticle form areas such as the trachea, the mouth, esophagus, crop, proventriculus and rectum. Not surprisingly, even these areas are shed when the bee molts. The cuticle sits on a basement membrane. And the first layer is known as the epidermis, and this is made of epidermal cells. These are metabolically active and are responsible for producing the new cuticle during the molting process. Above them is the endocuticle. Endo in biology means inside, so this is one of the inner layers of the cuticle. The exocuticle sits on the endocuticle, exo meaning outside, as in exit. And the final and outer layer is the epicuticle, which is an extremely thin structure made of many even thinner layers. There are two main chemicals that form the cuticle, chitin, or it might look like chitin, and sclerotin. Sclerotin is a substance which darkens and hardens during a process known as tanning, hence why pupae eventually darken from a white coloration as the sclerotin matures. This produces the hardness to the cuticle. Chitin is a tough substance but more flexible than sclerotin, so provides flexibility to the cuticle. These two chemicals work in tandem to provide both strength and flexibility to the cuticle itself. Moving from the inside to the outside of the cuticle, in general, the levels of chitin decrease and the levels of sclerotin increase. For example, the endocuticle, that inside layer, is mainly made of chitin with a small amount of sclerotin, whereas the exocuticle, more on the outside, has a small amount of chitin but lots of sclerotin. The epicuticle contains no chitin, but it does contain wax along with the sclerotin to make this outer layer also waterproof. The composition of the cuticle changes depending on which area of the body we are looking at. For example, the hard plates of the tergites, sclerites and pleurites have all the layers mentioned above. However, the joints between these plates lack the epicuticle and exocuticle layers. This is so that these areas are highly flexible. The tenidia, or spiral thickenings in the trachea, will have thicker and more sclerotized cuticle than the surrounding areas for extra support. Similarly, the hard structures such as the sting or mandibles will also have more sclerotin. As you can appreciate from this account, the cuticle of the honeybee is a complex structure, but highly adapted to its functions. In future podcasts, you will find out that there is even more complexity to this external skeleton of the bee. But that's another story that I hope you can join me on in the future.